The top stories on ABC News. Australia appears to have escaped the worst fallout from a huge global ransomware attack, but the Prime Minister's cybersecurity advisor has warned against complacency. Some governments and businesses in Asia, including Japan and South Korea, have reported disruptions from a global ransomware cyber attack. Chinese state media reports 29,000 institutions across the country have been affected. An Indonesian court has increased the jail term for the Australian woman convicted over the killing of a police officer. The High Court in Bali ruled that Sarah Connor should spend 5 years in prison as opposed to her original sentence of 4 years. Her boyfriend David Taylor was sentenced to 6 years in jail. The Northern Territory government is investigating long-term options to end an outbreak of aviation gas sniffing in three remote communities. Authorities have called a public health emergency after dozens of children recorded dangerously high levels of lead from sniffing avgas fuel. 9 children and 1 adult have been hospitalised. And Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged an additional $170 billion for his global development plan to boost China's links to Asia and beyond. Leaders from 29 nations have met in Beijing as the Chinese leader promotes his Belt and Road initiative. Xi Jinping stressed the importance of rejecting protectionism in seeking global economic growth.